Hello, everybody. Welcome back to 2 History and Comics. This week's episode 197, and we're going to talk about Manifest Destiny, Volume 7. As always, tell your friends, your family, anyone who wants to listen to Two Idiots talk about comics. You can check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and you can listen to us anywhere you get your podcasts. And as always, let's get into it.
Welcome to the Best Damn Book Club on the internet. My name is Ron Thomas. That's David Crocker. This is 2 History Reading Comics, and today it's episode which episode?
It's 198.
Okay.
198.
I never know that. So
I have a spreadsheet for a reason.
today we're gonna be reading It's all running together.
Manifest Destiny.
Volume 7.
It's Talpumbricus and Lepus. That's what the title of Volume 7 is.
I didn't even know they had volume.
It's Manifest Destiny, Volume 7, and then weird names. I'm sure it's Latin for something.
Yeah. I'm running out of stuff to talk about, but we got a quiz later.
Woo!
So that'll take up a good chunk of time.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we can talk about Davis. Have you placed an order yet?
Placed an order yet?
Someone still owes a book.
It's in the cart, just waiting on a little extra fundage to get it.
Okay. Today's results don't matter at all.
It is in the cart, and it's just literally waiting on the little extra fundage to go, yes.
Okay.
And your birthday present that you still haven't gotten yet.
I'm not worried about that.
Okay. I got on a roll the other day and was on the cheap graphic novels that we get everything from.
Yeah.
And never paid attention to the fact there was an actual wish list.
Oh, I've started using that.
Spot. So what I always did was I just put it in the cart. And then I was like, well, fuck, I can't then choose like which ones I want out of this. Mm. I was like, there's gotta be. And it was like, yeah, literally I just clicked on it. It says wish list or cart. And I went, for the fuck's sake.
My wish list is like 23 deep right now.
So. Oh, really? Yeah. Shit. Mine's 8.
Most of those are the rest of the deluxe, Invincible.
Oh yeah. Well, you just have 1 and 2, right?
I have 1, 2, 3.
So I think there's 12 total.
Yeah. And then I have all of the deluxe Power Rangers that I don't already have on there. So.
Well, that should just be 2 or 3, right?
More like 4 or 5.
Oh, that's right. Because you don't have any of the weird. No. Like those.
I don't have
those
Go-Go
weird. Yeah.
Or however they're.
Whatever. When they come out with the weird fill-in episodes.
Mm.
But yeah, mine was the Manifest. A couple Invincibles, the Ultimate Spider-Man, and the Miles Morales's. I think I even put the Snyder Batman, both of those omnibuses. Because I got you the first. That was the first one I ever bought. Mm. It and the Ultimate Edition of Flash.
Mm.
Well, the 10-year edition. And a couple other odd things. I think I'm up to 10. But yeah, the cart price was scary.
Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't know there was a wish list section.
Mm-hmm.
And then I changed the card out, and I'm like, okay, now I can now be a little more manageable. Because, every time I opened it and look at it, I was like, God, fuck, I don't know how I'm going to do it. Like, I don't want to delete it, because then I got to re-up, like, put them all back in. I feel like that's a new addition to the website.
No, it's been there forever. Whatever. I usually only go there for one book at a time.
Well, see, I like having it because a lot of times, like, we talk about it or I'll see it on Near Mint, and it's like, oh, if I don't put this in something, I'll never think of it again. Right. Like it has to be put either in Amazon. I used to do it in Amazon, and the way they've treated orders lately.
Terrible.
Like, like there's a couple comics that are actually a little bit cheaper on Amazon. And yeah, it's like, do I really want to risk the $8 cheaper for possibly having a damaged book?
Yeah.
Not just a little dented. I can live with a little dented.
Yeah.
Because it's going to get dented coming in off shelves and stuff. But, yeah. I mean, you had one that showed up and it was like a floppy and it was completely folded.
Yeah.
Like someone had taken it and wrapped.
Oh, yeah. My powers. Yeah.
Wrapped a rubber band around it like a newspaper.
It wasn't quite that bad.
But,
it definitely had a crease in it.
Yeah. It was bad enough that it was.
I left it under two omnibuses for 4 months and it was slightly better.
Slightly better.
Yeah.
Jeez. But yeah, the way cheap graphics,
I mean, packages their shit getting through that stuff.
I mean, they stuff it and
yeah,
you can sit there and shake it and it ain't moving.
Yeah,
it's great.
No free ads, but yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
We've just that show's never gonna make any money. So
yeah, it's not a sponsor.
Yeah. But yes, Manifest Destiny Volume 7.
Woohoo!
Apparently the penultimate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As always, we got our writer, Chris Dingus, artist, Matthew Roberts, colorist, Owen Gianni, letterer, Pat Brousseau, associate editor, Ariel Basich, editor, Sean Mekowitz, and cover art by Matthew Roberts and Owen Gianni. So we immediately start off with literally what we talked about.
Yeah, they're on a river.
Well, they're on a river, and they've jump cut.
And they just
like, oh yeah.
Time to leave.
Spring thaw. Like, we literally just go from full snow to flowers bloom. So, like, we've jumped months. Yeah. Which we kind of called was going to have to happen.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it just, to get out of there, it's going to have to allow them to do that.
Mm. That or they would have to go on with the portal theory, but.
Yeah, I know. I feel like that's coming. That's going to have to come back.
Yeah.
Like, that's either how they're going to finally jump to the end or.
I don't know.
Or come back. I don't know.
You get to the point in here, they're starting to worry about their numbers because I'm starting to think like you. They might be just trying to kill this god. Because if you really thought all you had to do was just hand over a baby, then you wouldn't be worried about your numbers. And
correct.
Suddenly, you wouldn't be skipping arches because you're nervous.
Right. Because, I mean, we went from go balls stopping to the wall, kill everything, tear everything down, to they've had some incidences and they've poked at some of them. Guys died. It's like, you know what, guys, we're just going to keep passing.
Yeah.
The baby, Sacagawea's baby, has given everybody baby fever.
Yeah.
Which, again, Lewis and Clark are both like, how everybody's getting attached. How the frick are we going to do this?
Yeah.
Which, again, I think they're going to try to kill the god.
It wouldn't surprise
me. Like, that's what I think is going to try to happen. How about the naked mole rat?
I think the bigger story there is the one dude starting to go crazy.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
But he just takes it upon himself to be like, nah, fuck it. We're
just going to kill them all.
I'm not going to stand here in the screeching, and we already know what the order is going to be, so let's just go ahead and kill them all.
Collins.
Yeah, Collins.
But yeah, buddy. Even the short guy. Oh, God, I always forget his name. Jensen. That's always in trouble. He's like, I did not do that this time.
Yeah.
It is not my fault.
Yeah.
Since the events of the fort,
he knows he's a Nazi.
He's slowed down a little bit. It's like, okay, maybe I don't need to rile everybody up because they may just off me and be done with it.
Yeah. Also, I gotta imagine a person you're having sex with suddenly turning into a rabid jackrabbit.
Oh, yes.
I don't know why I saw that shit coming too.
No, I knew something was gonna happen.
Yeah.
Like,
you don't just find a tribe of women that are down to have sex.
Yeah, and then also we're not gonna then ask them how they got there, and they were never supposed to be.
Mm. They're like, no, white. We're fine.
Like, I mean, I guess civilized humans, is what they would claim.
Mm.
That far west,
yeah.
It's like, y'all not gonna ask a few more questions here?
Instead, they were just like, "Where's all the men?"
It's like, "Oh, they'll be back soon." It's like, we're just gonna leave it at that.
Do y'all not see them giant rabbit skeletons?
Yeah. It's like, wait a minute, hold on. We're not going to, like, they're showing us rabbits that just killed its own.
Yeah.
Nowhere near the right size, mm-hmm. and yet we're not going to then
investigate?
Yeah.
And did you not see how they freaked out when you took the fur off the fucking arch?
Yeah, so what was the fur on the, was it the hides of, I guess, the males?
I think it was just, you know how, like, everyone is made of, like, whatever type of creature?
Oh, yeah. Because, like, the bat one was bat shit. Anytime you screw with it, it tries to protect itself. Yeah.
And so it's just fur.
Oh, that was a good, I didn't realize, I didn't put two and two together.
That
they now will protect itself because it's their arch.
Yeah.
What else?
Yeah, they're just straight up skipping arches now.
Yeah.
And then they're literally, Madame Boniface is just part of everything now.
Yeah, she has to be. I mean, even
she's too nosy.
So Maldonado, the ghost, has finally. The whole time he has been poking at Lewis and Clark, like, kill him. He's trying to kill him. He's going to fuck you over. And it's like, that's why they, Lewis convinced him to keep a journal, keep Clark to keep a journal.
Yeah.
And he's like, I hate this shit. I hate it so much. Yeah. He's like, I know you do. Just keep writing.
Yeah.
It was funny that Maldonado, how the fuck did y'all know I was talking to each other? It's like, they just both hold out their journals. Mm-hmm. It's like, smart men, good job.
Yeah. And now Miss Boniface can see him too.
Yeah, he just can reveal himself. Then we also aren't going to talk about the fact that we've known that he can reveal himself to multiple people.
Yeah.
And everybody and the guys know that. Then we also didn't think that he was going to fuck around with other people and fuck this mission over even more.
I don't know how I forgot. Blew up the fucking boats.
Yeah, yeah. So the whole time he's been fucking with that.
Well, the entire time he's like, I only need one survivor.
Yeah.
So we're going to fucking.
So I'm going to pick the strongest.
Kill everyone and fucking let's go. Yeah. And they just refuse. And while they were out on land.
That Maldonado turned into a bear. Yeah. A bear cub.
Because the baby went out chasing the bear. And then he also set up someone to fucking blow up the ship.
They apparently had Greek fire.
Yeah.
Which is like in old, like in mythology is, well, not just mythology, but in like wrote like text is like pretty much napalm on steroids.
Yeah.
It's like the iconic words of napalm from the Vietnam Wars and all that shit is apparently it's worse than napalm.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Napalm can burn on water. This shit can apparently burn through water.
What the fuck?
Napalm is like, it's like an oil base. So when it lands, it sits on top.
Yeah.
Like the way they talk about Greek fire is like, it's a substance that can float and sink, but as it sinks, it keeps burning.
That's insane.
So it can burn, like if you hide underwater, it can float down, and it's still so hot that if it hits you, it can still burn you underwater. Like, it can just burn shit.
Fuck that.
Yeah. And it's like a mythical thing that can never be, like, no one can replicate it because they have no idea how the fuck they created it. It's just all the stories of, like, so this shit.
Some government found?
Oh, of course.
Like, there's that shit still somewhere.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like the Dragonfire in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
They can call it Dragonfire. They called it
something. Greenfire.
But it pretty much was like Dragonfire
that
they were able to synthesize and create. And it's like, oh, yeah, well, no one knows how to make it. Surprise, surprise, there's an entire fucking cavern of it that we've been making for 100 years now.
The Mad King was like, burn everybody.
Yeah. It's like, we've been making this shit for 100-something years, and we've just been stockpiling it.
Yeah. No, it's insane. Who's that? I mean, I guess we'll find out who the survivors were. But as far as people on land that we know, it was just those three in Sacagawea.
Sacagawea, the two dudes that are getting together, which, I mean, there's hints of that happening. It's the redhead dude with the knife.
Surprised it hasn't happened yet.
Lewis Clark, the black guy, the slave, the woman, Boniface, her Sacagawea's husband, the baby, those two guys.
Sometimes right now, somehow Jensen got out of there.
Jensen?
Yeah.
Which one was Jensen?
The shithead.
I think Jensen was on land.
Yeah.
Well, there's three guys in a boat that are like leaned up on the boat.
Yeah.
Like in a small boat leaned up against the boat. Mm-hmm. They might have survived. But the chick, the one that killed the guy before in the last episode.
Yeah,
she took the fiend fire to the face.
Yeah. No, they're dead. Because she saw the cook lady do it.
Yeah.
But no. Eventful. I mean.
But again, we're just. We've started to reach the foothills of the Rockies.
Yeah.
Because. The water's getting narrower, shallower, so they're having to pull the boats more, which they ain't got to worry about a boat anymore and rations or anything else.
Yeah.
But still a fucking long way to go to get to the coast.
I mean, they're going to montage their way through it like they did a bunch of it in this one.
It's true. With there just being one volume left, there's just a lot that's going to have to happen. Still think there's a lot that's going to happen.
Get to the god.
Do whatever they're going
to. An issue and a half, maybe.
That I get. Get to the god. Deal with the god.
Yeah.
Then coming home. The coming home is literally just going to be.
We won't see any of the coming home.
It's just going to be. They might stop off at certain show the fort again. Maybe leave people at that fort.
Yeah.
Then come farther, and then maybe like three jump cuts to get home.
Yeah.
And then explain themselves. Oh, okay. So yeah. So really, we're going to jump to the god. We'll spend most of the time with the god.
Yeah.
And then literally jump cut our way back to the president.
Mm.
Yeah, okay.
If they survive.
I mean.
Yeah, obviously.
You know, Lewis and Clark, Sacagawea and the baby, they're a hundo. Like,
baby, maybe not. Who knows?
They're too attached. They won't let the baby get sacrificed. Or given over.
Yeah, who knows?
I think they're going to, well, if they were going to kill the god, all their shit is on the boat that's now poofed.
So.
Ooh, that means all their research, everything that they've written about, everything, all the samples.
Took out their journals, too.
Everything. Every single thing that they've been collecting this entire time is just poof.
Yeah.
There was a little snippet in the back about the dog. The story about the dog doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, where is it? Shit. There's a timestamp on here about like when they finished. In real life, they've got like another year to go before they actually make it. Did he even survive the trip? Was he happy to come home? His last mention in Lewis's journal was in July of 1806, and we're currently in June of 1805.
Yeah.
So there's another year to go before we actually make it.
Mm.
From real life to the story we're going, there's another year to go.
Mm.
There's a cool little three-page snippet in the back about the dog. Like, there was a real dog that went with him, same breed as the one that's shown.
Mm.
And it just talks about, like, what happened to him. He's, like, an unknown. Like, there's no story of what happened to him post.
The dog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some reason somebody wrote, like, was attached to, like, what's the story of the dog.
Oh.
And it was a cute. I mean, it's just, like, if you're a dog lover, you liked it.
See, I didn't read it, so.
Yeah, it's fine. You didn't lose it. It was literally, like, a real-life story retelling. But, again... It just grabs you.
I'm very excited.
I would definitely say I'm glad when we stopped reading this back at, I guess, volume 4.
That's kind of an issue.
When we stopped reading this back at volume 4, it definitely got stale and repetitive.
Yeah.
We've lost stale and repetitive for sure.
Yeah.
As Thomas literally just blew apart his mic stand.
Yeah. I'm going to have to just hold it like this.
I mean, we could pause between this and the...
Oh, no, that's just too much editing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Anything else?
No. We can get to the quiz if you'd like to.
Time was just asking.
I think I'm currently at 40.
You zeroed me out.
Yeah. But I think I still had like 10.
No, you had two right. You got two right last time, and I had 65.
Oh.
And you zeroed me out.
Okay.
So we are currently at zero. And as always, zero correct answers gets 40 points to the person that asked. One correct to the asker, the questioner. 40, two correct, 65, three correct, 100. Shoot for the whole kit and caboodle. Go for broke. Hit all five, you get 150 bucks. But if you miss the fourth or the fifth, you lose it all and it's just zero.
Yeah.
And sometimes we're gracious and the asker can ask another question and we usually knock the $40 off.
Yeah.
If we didn't get the first three right.
I'd like to know your category.
Sure. I'm really fucking scared.
Okay. Crossover.
Okay.
Department of Truth.
Okay.
Hawkeye.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Deadpool.
Which Deadpool?
Just, we've only read one Deadpool.
Deadpool kills the Marvel Universe?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then a question about the show.
Let's do... You know, honestly, let's do Hawkeye. Like, for some reason, like, I can see more of it.
What nationality were the gangsters in Hawkeye?
Russian.
Yes.
Woo-hoo! All right. There's one.
I was hoping you'd go, like, Italian or some stupid
joke. No, because they were in tracksuits.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in tracksuits all the time. That's like a Russian trope. Yeah.
Bro, I was in a Love's on the way back from work one day. And
the truck stop.
Yes.
Loves. Okay.
Went to use the restroom and heard two guys speaking Russian come out of the stall and they're literally both in tracksuits. I was like, come on, dude.
So y'all
couldn't just help yourself.
It's like literally wrote every trope.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Crossover Deadpool show.
Department of Truth.
Let's do Deadpool.
Who does Deadpool kill last in Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe?
Okay. Are we talking about superhero or just who does he kill, period,
last? Who does he kill last?
It's the writers of the comic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't think you'd get that one.
Yeah, you know why I knew that one?
Why?
It's because I've asked you who's the last hero Deadpool killed.
Oh.
And it was Moon Knight.
Oh, okay.
No. Not Moon Knight. Taskmaster, the one that can mimic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Two, baby.
Okay.
You know what? I'll let you pick me the third.
Okay. What are the names of the two main characters in Crossover?
You know what you should have done was lulled me into getting three for three and go for broke. Da, 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 da. Yeah, Sarah? No. Carla, Crystal, Camilla. Yeah, I don't know.
It is Ryan and Ellie. It's short for ellipses.
Ellipses, that's right. All right, two for three. I'll take it.
I ain't gotta buy you a book anytime.
No, you ain't gotta buy me a book. This is just a bank enroll right now.
Department of Truth.
All right.
Who writes Department of Truth?
Shit. Not the author. No. It's not Snyder. Capullo?
Craig Capullo is an artist.
Yeah.
He's
not the artist on that one. Fuck, I don't remember.
James Tynion IV.
God damn it, Tynion. Fucking Batman. I should have known that one.
What was the first crossover book we read? As in, like, this property with this property.
Oh, Batman and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
Sweet. Is that really? Yeah, because we always forget.
It's the only one we've done.
Yeah.
Until next week.
That's right. Well, good. Sweet. Got two right. I'm just going to bank it and just hold on to it for a little bit.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I'm just going to hold on to it until we decide what else we want to do. Until you want to knock me back down next month.
Yeah. Or until you can actually buy a book.
Maybe that too. We don't want to talk about financial situations in our current world.
The $40.
No, it's a $65.
No, it's not. The one I asked for my birthday is. But you don't have to buy me that if you can't. The one I asked for is $40. We only find the one.
It says, tell them you get two of three correct, cash out at $100.
Yeah, and I said, I'll take it easy on you. We only find them when they're dead.
Yeah, yeah. It's $40. We only find them when they're dead. Yeah.
It's $40 on
there. Oh. Yeah. The current situation in the world's fun.
I'm living in it too, bud.
I know. I'm working on it. But yeah. Well, cool. It wasn't too bad.
No.
Well, sweet. Anything else?
No. We will see y'all.
You're so salty right now.
It's like, I bought you a...
Yeah, I know, buddy.
$35 gift out on a whim.
I know, buddy.
It's almost like you shouldn't have had kids. Piss off. Thinking about having another one.
Piss off.
Have a good weekend. We'll see y'all next Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.